I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kamala Harris, as she was called for, you know, by the mainstream media for 2 years. Under her watch and Joe Biden's 99 terrorists, known terrorists on the terror watch list, were caught, apprehended, thank God, good job so far on the border, but then released into America's communities. Now, the 37 are still held by Customs and Border Patrol, by the Department of Homeland Security. We don't know what they'll do with them. Maybe dump them here in South Carolina so they could kill. I don't know. But out the door they went. So far, Donald Trump hasn't mentioned this. I don't know if he knows about it. But what's really outrageous to me is that right now they're getting away with this. This has not become a national story. No blip on the radar screen. Because the news has been so crazy the last couple of weeks, they're getting away with this. As Tulsi Gabbard is put on the terror watch list, Lee, for criticizing the regime.
Yeah.
So, you know, just this one story, this is one of those things that'll show Americans if they could know about it. So I actually went on X and was tagging everyone that I know who follows me back so I can message them. Hey, have you showed Trump this? Does Trump know that she allowed 99 terrorists into this country? Between 2021 and 2023, they had them in custody. They could have held them. They did not. They relocated them into American communities, even though they're on the international or FBI terror watch list. Does anybody care? Does anybody know? Does anybody care? So I don't know if Trump knows about it. He needs to start talking about it because it's devastating.
Well, hopefully some of our listeners in Asheville, where he'll be today, can tell him about that.
Somebody yell it at him, print out a copy and hand it to him. This is what he needs. They cannot get away with this, Lee, because what they're learning right now inside the Department of Homeland Security, where they very much want to welcome all the world's terrorists here. They very much do. They're liberal and they're insane. They're learning, we didn't pay a price for that. God, we thought that was going to be bad. I know, we did. Nothing. The media has blacked it out. Bill Malusion of Fox News carried it. So did Fox News. And nobody picked it up. I don't know if Trump doesn't know. Somebody needs to tell him, and they need to start putting it in the campaign commercials. Americans need to understand so we can really, when we vote, we can understand your children and grandchildren are going to have to watch football on TV. They're going to have to watch Friday Night Lights on TV. They're not going to be able to go to public places in America without fear of being killed by the future potential voters that were let in during the voter drive and turned loose. What does this mean? They're going to learn they can turn them loose with no penalty. This is how outrageous this administration is. Meanwhile, is an update on poor Tulsi Gabbard, who is now suing the Biden administration.
Good.
You want to know how Biden administration treats veterans? 21-year vet.
Mm-hmm.
21 years she served. By the way, did not have to go to Iraq, but volunteered to go. Her unit was not going. She volunteered to go, unlike, say, Tim Walz. She actually went. She didn't just get confused and think she went, like Tim Walz.
Yeah.
Did you see that statement from the Harris campaign? He misspoke about fighting in a war zone?
No.
Not a hard thing to remember.
No.
I don't wake up confused. Did I go to Iraq or not? Honey, did I go to Iraq? Was I there? Oh, I wasn't there. Okay, thank you. I'm going to go make the coffee.
Yeah.
Served her country, volunteered to go into battle when she did not have to. Ran against Her Highness Hillary Clinton. They did not appreciate that. Knocked Her Highness Queen Kamala out in the primary by pointing out she put 1,500 black men in prison for marijuana-related crimes. Then went, I'm still not over this, on a black radio show, and they asked her, have you smoked pot? And she's like, yes. You don't see the problem with that?
Yeah.
And it cost her the black vote. It cost her the primary. She had to drop out if that. Tulsi decimated her with the truth. Kamala can't handle that. And so what you're watching right now is the political persecution of Tulsi Gabbard. Listen to this. This is, by the way, if you want to find out about the fact that Tulsi Gabbard, former congressmember, Iraq War veteran, popular pundit, regularly appears on Fox News, switched party, left the Democrat Party, is now on the terror watch list. This is being blacked out by the mainstream media.
Yeah.
Headline, this is Hawaii News Now. So that's the big mainstream media outlet for Hawaii. Lawmakers incensed after former congresswoman placed on terror watch list. Where's the reporting on this? Yeah. Here on the mainland.
Guess that's just a local story, Tara.
Yeah, it's just a silly little local story. If you criticize the Democrat Party, you may end up on the terror watch list while the Democrat Party moves actual terrorists into the country when they show up illegally on our border. Oh, and by the way, Lee, apparently they don't have to show up illegal on our border. If they're having trouble getting here, like say you want to assassinate Donald Trump for, you know, on behalf of Iran, no biggie. Just call 1-800-FBI and they'll get you a visa. That story got blacked out too. The fact that John Solomon got the internal documents, the Iranian assassin, he's actually Pakistani, the Iranian assassin sent by Iran to kill Donald Trump got into the country because the FBI granted him a special visa, then turned him loose, despite him being on the terror watch list. Nah, we don't care about that. But Tulsi Gabbard, now Tulsi Gabbard is a national security threat. That's right there. Listen to that. This is so ridiculous. So we now have the one mainstream media outlet reporting this is in Hawaii, which tells me the others know. They're just pretending not to know things. That's what they do. That's one of the ways they lie. Reports say, according to Hawaii News Now, which is just the website for the national Hawaii mainstream media, reports say at least five agents, TSA agents, and two explosive device detection canine teams were following Gabbard and her husband last month. TSA.
That's political harassment. I mean, that's all this is.
The TSA has its own internal terror watch list called the Quiet Skies Program. So that's what she was put on. So we now have Representatives Gene Ward, Diamond Garcia, Davis Alkos, and Elijah Pyrick. They sent a letter to the Transportation Security Administration asking for answers and calling the move harassment. Yeah, it's political persecution. So Hawaii News Now goes and asks the TSA, could you comment on this? Right? You've got the head of the Federal Air Marshals Union saying, blowing the whistle, saying she's on the terror watch list. We have to harass her when she flies. We don't want to. And you know what the TSA said? Same thing as Her Highness. Nothing.
Yeah.
No answer. I guess they don't answer to the serfs. Or elected officials, apparently. Two of them are Congress members. Their joint statement from these elected officials from Hawaii demanding answers. The people of Hawaii love Tulsi, and your actions have offended us. For your attempt to ruin her reputation without explanation, again, as leaders in the state of Hawaii, we remind you, this is not China or Russia, and our government is not to overstep the boundaries that have been set by our U.S. Constitution, nor should ever attempt to weaponize its regulatory powers. You have embarrassed the state of Hawaii in our eyes, and we plead with you to clarify this without hesitation. That's what was sent to the TSA. Take her off the watch list. By the way, she's also suing the Biden administration. She has a lawsuit now.
Good.
You know, these are the things every day I just wish the American people could know. Because it would be so easy for normal people to see this and go, hey, you know what? We don't want 99 terrorists in our communities.
Because this stuff is weird, Tara.
It's weird. Thank you.
It's not normal. It's weird.
So people who criticize Democrats are terrorists, but actual terrorists should be celebrated and released when they show up illegally on our border. That's where we are right now. While Kamala Harris frames herself as tough on the border, literally in the same two-week period, those terrorists were released. She's the border czar. We've got over 31,000 hits when you go on Google for border czar. Why? Because they called her the border czar for 2-3 years. That's why. She's the border czar. And the Democrats are getting away with this. So I need Trump's campaign to go ahead and tune in, keep up with current events. You guys should be using this stuff. And I'm not hearing it. I didn't hear it on the Elon Musk thing. keep up with current events. Got to. So what I did was I tweeted it and I just tagged everyone I know who follows me. So they'll see the tags. I also message Jason Miller with the campaign. Hey, like Jason, yo, show him some news. Get him up to date. This is why we need a war room.
Yeah.
This idea, well, Trump will do it all and he'll just say things and write his own stuff and he's not going to tell Republicans what the talking points are. Democrats are on the same message script. That's why they keep saying weird, 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 weird. They're all using the same talking points and they should be. Nope. I mean, they should be doing it.
We're not. RNC co-chairs?
I don't know. I don't think they can do everything either. They need to appoint somebody to run a war room and run it, darn it.
Yeah.
Now, there's a really great Twitter feed called RNC Research. You can go on there and find some of this. But Trump doesn't seem to be reading it, and our candidates are not using it as talking points. So we've watched the Biden administration get away with what they did to Tulsi Gabbard, get away with the 99 terrorists. And now, I mean, Lee, one of the biggest news stories on earth should be that the FBI approved the visa under a special, rarely used category for that assassin to come to America. And they let him go. Mm-hmm. They interviewed him. They had him and they let him go. You know what's the strangest thing to me? Hold on with the music because this is an important point. Okay, because this is what should be asked by the mainstream media, the FBI. Okay, remember back in April, the FBI put out a wanted poster with a picture of the assassin.
Right.
And an announcement that he was trying to sneak into America. He might come via Guatemala. He might come via Venezuela. But he's going to try to sneak in and kill Trump and Trump's circle. Right, be on the lookout for him, the FBI said. They're trying to find him. That was a total lie. They weren't trying to find him. They brought him here. They approved his visa. Why did the FBI put that out in April? Why did they lie to us? Why go to all that? Why lie to us? Why did you want us to know that a guy was here to tell Trump, to kill Trump, and you're looking for him? Because you weren't looking for him. You turned him loose. You brought him here on a visa. Why? Why'd you lie? What was the purpose? Maybe there's some operation or something. Maybe there's a, I hope to God there's an explanation for it, Lee, because otherwise this is scary. And I know the mainstream media knows about this because there's no way they don't know John Solomon reported it. And there's no way they don't know whistleblowers leaked it.
Yeah.
All of that they're getting away with right now. So I'm going to tell you what, Trump campaign better step up. RNC better step up. We are running out of time. You know, I talked to Michelle Woodhouse yesterday. She's up in, I was on her show up in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And she was saying, listen, the mail-in ballots for North Carolina, they're going to drop in. They're going out this week. I mean, we don't have time for this. Early voting starts in September. We don't have time. So we need to pull it together, figure out what current events are, and talk about those. Talk about current events. Do it now. We're running out of time.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, coming up on the show, this is incredible what's going on right now. France is getting into the act. Having seen no reaction of any kind from U.S. political leadership about the idea of Elon Musk being extradited and tried in England for crimes, France is getting into the act. That's what they do. So let me tell you what really happened here. The Kamala Harris campaign, or maybe the Democrat National Committee, or maybe it was the Biden White House, or maybe it was the FBI. But then I repeat myself. Those are all the same entity. Called overseas and said, look, we got a problem. We're about to have an hour we can't censor of Donald Trump telling people the truth. Could you threaten to arrest Elon Musk? Could you do that? So we're going to try to stop this any way we can. Okay. A lot of confusion about this. Because the European Union, the chief censor for the European Union under their Digital Services Act, remember, sent that letter to Elon Musk warning him he better censor Trump, right? Well, the European Union has since disavowed that. Okay, they're lying. Thierry Breton was right. Under the Digital Services Act, he does have the ability to censor Trump and Elon Musk. He does. On Twitter or X on European soil. That's what that says. But they're backing away from it because the backlash was so great. Okay, that's the European Union. The UK, you remember, is not part of the European Union. That's a separate attack where their chief prosecutor is saying, hey, I've got the right to extradite and try him. Okay, so those two, a lot of people are confused by it. Those two things are separate. So the UK is separately doing it. Now France is getting into the act. They want American conservative pundits extradited for trial, including Donald Trump and Elon Musk, potentially. They're just beginning the prosecution. Wait, what? France? Yeah, see, folks, this is what happens when the political class in the U.S. is informed, hey, you know, we're talking about maybe extraditing Americans and trying them for participating in political debate, and there's no response. No response from the Democrats because they're behind it, and no response, zero zip zilch response from Republican leadership of any kind. Where's Mitch McConnell? AWOL as always. He's allegedly our leader in the Senate, but he's almost dead. In fact, someone should check on him because we haven't heard from him for a while. It's a total weekend in Bernie situation, but he's so corrupt he wouldn't weigh in anyway. He'd love to see Republicans sent overseas because he's really a Democrat. Then you got Mike Johnson, who is supposed to be our leader in the House. I don't know where he is. I guess he figures Congress is not in session, so he can go on vacation while the Republic burns. Mike, we need something from you, bud. We need something from you. We need a press conference. We need something because this is spreading now. So pretend you care. I know you don't. Pretend you care. Hold a press conference. Do what the Democrats would have done. Like go stand in front of the Statue of Liberty. Go stand in front of the Supreme Court. Somewhere, pick somewhere and condemn this because it's going to spread. It's spreading right now. France thinks they have the right to extradite Americans for trial now. Okay, what? Who's next? Belgium? Germany? I don't know. Where are we going? Where am I getting extradited? Mike's on vacation. Mike don't care. So somebody needs to care or this is going to get bad. I'll explain coming up next. Did you see this? Did you see this? A billion views. And that's just on X for that Spaces that Elon Musk did with Donald Trump. That's jaw-dropping. And the panic has ensued, absolute panic on the left. So look, this story makes you mad, but it should make you excited too. I am as pumped up as I've ever been about our chances for freedom. I am, I totally am, and I'll tell you why. I can break it down the math. I can explain why all of the sudden Europe is threatening to arrest Elon Musk. And that's the UK, and now it's spreading to France, okay? That's a different thing than the EU. This is confusing a lot of people. The EU has come out and disavowed Thierry Breton's letter. They shouldn't have. He is their chief censor, and he's not wrong. He does have the right to censor Musk and Trump under their law. He doesn't have the right to do it on our soil. They've asserted they do. That's the rub. But they're so embarrassed by this whole thing, they've disavowed. But understand, the UK and France have not. That is a separate battle, okay? They're coming at Republican candidates and the Republican pundit class in this country from three different angles right now. Why? The left is desperate. Let me break this down for you and explain why they're desperate. Okay. So we're talking about a billion views just on X. That doesn't count all of the people who cut the audio, put it on their own websites, put it in their own like Daily Caller, Examiner, all those places, right? It's probably way more than that. How big is the mainstream media? Well, it's been declining. And as it declines, its ability to lie declines. Look, folks, they blew what was left of their credibility with the Russia collusion hoax and then finished it off with COVID. No one believes them anymore. And that's why they're tuning out. And boy, are they tuning out. And keep in mind, my sons came running up the stairs right before that X Spaces. They were so excited about it. Mom, there's 20 million people. There's 20 million people just waiting. They want to see it. To see it live. Okay, 20 million. That's a nice number. Let's start with that number. We know it ultimately ended up being a billion views, but let's start with 20 million. Why is that significant? This is a Pew Research Center. The entire combined audience for digital and then actual newspaper circulation of the top 50 newspapers in this country. What do you think it is? Including New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Washington Post, 9 million. 9 million? See the problem? Those are all liberal liars. They all lie. That's all they do is lie. 20 million were waiting to get into that Twitter Spaces or that X Spaces, and you're telling me they got 9 million? They can't counter this. And no one trusts them. No one trusts them. What's the combined audience of CNN and MSNBC? 1.6 million. Well, shit, some guy named GC Drano, great Twitter feed, by the way, he has 2 million followers. Who's he? I don't know, some guy. I couldn't pick him out of a lineup. Wait, he's got a bigger following than, a bigger audience than CNN and MSNBC combined? Yeah. And that wasn't a problem before when the FBI had a backdoor into Twitter under Jack Dorsey because they just algorithm him down to nothing. No one would see him. They can't. They're scared. What's the biggest audience left out there? It is the combined audience of ABC, CBS, and NBC. What is it? Combined, it's about 19 million. How many people were waiting again to get into that Twitter Spaces? 20 million. How many saw it? A billion. Do all those numbers I just gave you add up to the to a billion? No. See the reason for the terror? The mainstream media can't counter this. Now, here's the thing. If they were honest and did actual honest reporting, they could. They'd have the clicks and the hits. Somebody would listen. Nobody's listening anymore. You lied about everything about COVID. You lied. You lied about Russia collusion. No one believes you. You're sad and pathetic. So that's the reason for the panic. The left defaults where it always defaults, where Marx taught them to default because that's who they follow. Well, we're going to have to arrest people now. That's where they are. So folks, I explained this earlier. We're on a cutting edge right now, okay? Think about this. Elon Musk, if you go look at his feed, you'll see posts, 20 million, 30 million, 40 million, 50 million. I've seen them go up to 120 million, right? Huge, massive numbers. Huge. Okay, mainstream media can't counter that. And so what he keeps doing is retweeting people that are telling true things, saying true things like Bill Malusian about the border, about Kamala Harris. They don't know what to do. It's hard to lie when you have X out there. So they're going to have to arrest Donald Trump and Elon Musk. So it started with the threats from the UK. The London police chief has now doubled down. Okay, remember, the UK is not part of the EU. That's a separate thing.
We will throw the full force of the law at people. And whether you're in this country committing crimes on the streets or committing crimes from further afield online, we will come after you. Being a keyboard warrior does not make you safe from the law. You can be guilty of offences of incitement.
Okay, so after the UK announced, you know, yeah, we can extradite Americans, and you had MPs over there, you had the former vice president of Twitter saying, yes, we're going to need to arrest Elon Musk. Go ahead and arrest him. That's where they're headed with that. So when there was no answer from Republican leadership, I guess they're on vacation, AWOL, or don't care, I don't know, and no answer from the Democrat leadership, Europeans took it like, okay, we can go ahead and extradite and try the American political punditry. But just those on the right, not anybody on the left. Headline, J.K. Rowling, Elon Musk, and Donald Trump named in cyberbullying lawsuit filed by Algerian boxer Imane Khalif. So what happened? Okay, brief synopsis. Imane Khalif took not one, but two blood tests as directed by the International Boxing Association. Both times he tested XY, not XX, XY. He is a man. So he beat up a woman and won a gold medal, which is basically the truth. That is the truth. So if you say the truth in France, that violates their speech laws. Now, the way it works in France, if you file a lawsuit like this, it triggers prosecution under the law. That's basically how you request it. So the criminal case against J.K. Rowling, Donald Trump, Elon Musk, Riley Gaines, Logan Paul, and Donald Trump has begun. What is their crime? Riley Gaines tweeted on Twitter, men don't belong in women's sports. Elon Musk retweeted that, wrote absolutely. So he's a criminal now in France. And then Trump posted a message with a picture from the fight accompanied by the message, I will keep men out of women's sports. So he too is a criminal. So now you have Nabil Bondi, who's the Paris-based attorney for Khalif, saying the prosecution has begun. Bondi, this is from variety.com. Bondi also claimed that while the lawsuit was filed in France, it could target personalities overseas, pointing out that the prosecutor's office for combating online hate speech has the possibility to make requests for mutual legal assistance with other countries. And he added that there are agreements with the U.S. equivalent of the French Office for Combating Online Hate Speech. We don't have one of those, but let me tell you what they've got. They've got agreements from the Democrats. We'll extradite these people. That's what they've got. So Mike Johnson went on vacation, hasn't been seen. Republican leadership, I don't know, do a wellness check. They're AWOL. Again, where are our senators? Where's Tim Scott? Where's Lindsey Graham? Are you guys okay with Americans being extradited? You okay with Trump being extradited? Could you say something? Could you step into the ring? No? Okay. Well, France is emboldened now. So what did I say just yesterday? I said the Democrats are going to outsource the political persecution of the Republican and conservative punditry of the United States of America to Europe. I said that is what is going to happen. They're going to export us all over there for trial, and we will rot in a jail cell. That was yesterday. Here we are. So now it's spread to France. So I'm just hoping that Mike Johnson will come off vacation. I know Congress isn't in session, but that doesn't mean the war for the Republic is over, Mike. You need to step up. You need to step up. You need to say something. I know it's scary. I know it makes your Democrat friends mad. I know it does. But you got to speak up. Or you know what? Even better, resign. Resign. We don't have time for you. We don't have time for this. We don't have time for Lindsey Graham to do this. Okay, we need a joint press conference right now, or this thing is going to spread. Then they're going to start asserting, well, you know what? We'll extradite him to Belgium for a trial. Oh, how about Germany for trial? That'll be fun. Texter writes, Tara, why aren't all these views translating into higher numbers for Trump in the polls? Why does communist Kamala continue to gain? I'm not sure she is. Okay, those are mainstream media polls that were off by 9 points, these pollsters were in 2016, and 6 points in 2020. If you look at Rasmussen, Trump is actually ahead in these swing states, or he's dead on tide. So I don't even know if the polling numbers are right. I don't. But folks, it's all on the line right now. We've got to stop this before it spreads, because folks, we do not want to be using physical force to stop the extradition of these people, because that's what it's going to come to. And it shouldn't. This is the time to fight with words. Well, CNN becoming a punchline on Colbert. Take a listen.
He really has struggled with how to go after someone who's 20 years younger than him, who is a different gender, a different race. It's kind of been this moment where he has not been able to coalesce around a single attack line.
I know you guys are objective over there, that you just report the news as it is.
Oh, I know. CNN makes a... I know.
Is that supposed to be a laugh line?
I wasn't supposed to be, but I guess it is.
It is a laugh line. And they're desperate right now. So desperate, they're trying to throw Kamala Harris a lifeline, even though she won't talk to them. Coming up on the show, unbelievable set of lies. And if you're new to the show, if you're new to talk radio, I'm going to show you how they lie, how they manipulate in one segment with Dana Bash, where they will take something completely, make it up, and then spin it as news. These people are not reporters. American people need to figure this out. I think a lot of Americans know. They're not reporters. They are political operatives posing as reporters. So that was CNN's Caitlin Collins on Colbert actually claiming their objective and report the news. Look, folks, I have no problem. I'm a conservative talk show host. I got no problem with somebody coming at this from a liberal slant. You just need to tell people, hey, we come at it from the left. I got no problem. Huffington Post, you'll never hear me criticize them because they're honest about what direction they come from. It's the pretending to be a real reporter shtick that is the problem over at CNN. Wait till you hear this coming up next. Did you see this? Did you see this? A billion views. And that's just on X for that Spaces that Elon Musk did with Donald Trump. That's jaw-dropping. And the panic has ensued. Absolute panic on the left. So look, this story makes you mad, but it should make you excited too. I am as pumped up as I've ever been about our chances for freedom. I am. I totally am. And I'll tell you why. I can break it down the math. I can explain why all of the sudden Europe is threatening to arrest Elon Musk. And that's the UK. And now it's spreading to France. Okay. That's a different thing than the EU. This is confusing a lot of people. The EU has come out and disavowed Thierry Breton's letter. They shouldn't have. He is their chief censor, and he's not wrong. He does have the right to censor Musk and Trump under their law. He doesn't have the right to do it on our soil. They've asserted they do. That's the rub. But they're so embarrassed by this whole thing, they've disavowed. But understand, the UK and France have not. That is a separate battle, okay? They're coming at Republican candidates and the Republican pundit class in this country from three different angles right now. Why? The left is desperate. Let me break this down for you and explain why they're desperate. Okay. So we're talking about a billion views just on X. That doesn't count all of the people who cut the audio, put it on their own websites, put it in their own like Daily Caller, Examiner, all those places, right? It's probably way more than that. How big is the mainstream media? Well, it's been declining. And as it declines, its ability to lie declines. Look, folks, they blew what was left of their credibility with the Russia collusion hoax and then finished it off with COVID. No one believes them anymore. And that's why they're tuning out. And boy, are they tuning out. And keep in mind, my sons came running up the stairs right before that X Spaces. They were so excited about it. Mom, there's 20 million people. There's 20 million people just waiting. They want to see it. To see it live. Okay, 20 million. That's a nice number. Let's start with that number. We know it ultimately ended up being a billion views, but let's start with 20 million. Why is that significant? This is a Pew Research Center. The entire combined audience for digital and then actual newspaper circulation of the top 50 newspapers in this country. What do you think it is? Including New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Washington Post. 9 million. 9 million? See the problem? Those are all liberal liars. They all lie. That's all they do is lie. 20 million were waiting to get into that Twitter Spaces or that X Spaces, and you're telling me they got 9 million? They can't counter this. And no one trusts them. No one trusts them. What's the combined audience of CNN and MSNBC? 1.6 million. Well, shit, some guy named GC Drano, great Twitter feed, by the way, he has 2 million followers. Who's he? I don't know, some guy. I couldn't pick him out of a lineup. Wait, he's got a bigger following than, a bigger audience than CNN and MSNBC combined? Yeah. And that wasn't a problem before when the FBI had a backdoor into Twitter under Jack Dorsey because they just algorithm him down to nothing. No one would see him. They can't. They're scared. What's the biggest audience left out there? It is the combined audience of ABC, CBS, and NBC. What is it? Combined, it's about 19 million. How many people were waiting again to get into that Twitter Spaces? 20 million. How many saw it? A billion. Do all those numbers I just gave you add up to a billion? No. See the reason for the terror? The mainstream media can't counter this. Now, here's the thing. If they were honest and did actual honest reporting, they could. They'd have the clicks and the hits. Somebody would listen. Nobody's listening anymore. You lied about everything about COVID. You lied. You lied about Russia collusion. No one believes you. You're sad and pathetic. So that's the reason for the panic. The left defaults where it always defaults, where Marx taught them to default because that's who they follow. Well, we're going to have to arrest people now. That's where they are. So folks, I explained this earlier. We're on a cutting edge right now, okay? Think about this. Elon Musk, if you go look at his feed, you'll see posts, 20 million, 30 million, 40 million, 50 million. I've seen them go up to 120 million, right? Huge, massive numbers. Huge. Okay. Mainstream media can't counter that. And so what he keeps doing is retweeting people that are telling true things, saying true things like Bill Malusian about the border, about Kamala Harris. They don't know what to do. It's hard to lie when you have X out there. So they're going to have to arrest Donald Trump and Elon Musk. So it started with the threats from the UK. The London police chief has now doubled down. Okay, remember, the UK is not part of the EU. That's a separate thing.
We will throw the full force of the law at people. And whether you're in this country committing crimes on the streets or committing crimes from further afield online, we will come after you. being a keyboard warrior does not make you safe from the law. You can be guilty of offenses of incitement.
Okay. So after the UK announced, you know, yeah, we can extradite Americans, and you had MPs over there, you had the former vice president of Twitter saying, yes, we're going to need to arrest Elon Musk. Go ahead and arrest him. That's where they're headed with that. So when there was no answer from Republican leadership, I guess they're on vacation, AWOL, or don't care, I don't know, and no answer from the Democrat leadership, Europeans took it like, okay, we can go ahead and extradite and try the American political punditry. But just those on the right, not anybody on the left. Headline, J.K. Rowling, Elon Musk, and Donald Trump named in cyberbullying lawsuit filed by Algerian boxer Imane Khalif. So what happened? Okay, brief synopsis. Imane Khalif took not one, but two blood tests as directed by the International Boxing Association. Both times he tested XY, not XX, XY. He is a man. So he beat up a woman and won a gold medal, which is basically the truth. That is the truth. So if you say the truth in France, that violates their speech laws. Now, the way it works in France, if you file a lawsuit like this, it triggers prosecution under the law. That's basically how you request it. So the criminal case against J.K. Rowling, Donald Trump, Elon Musk, Riley Gaines, Logan Paul, and Donald Trump has begun. What is their crime? Riley Gaines tweeted on Twitter, men don't belong in women's sports. Elon Musk retweeted that and wrote, absolutely. So he's a criminal now in France. And then Trump posted a message with a picture from the fight accompanied by the message, I will keep men out of women's sports. So he too is a criminal. So now you have Nabil Bondi, who's the Paris-based attorney for Khalif, saying the prosecution has begun. Bondi, this is from Variety.com. Bondi also claimed that while the lawsuit was filed in France, it could target personalities overseas, pointing out that the prosecutor's office for combating online hate speech has the possibility to make requests for mutual legal assistance with other countries. And he added that there are agreements with the U.S. equivalent of the French Office for Combating Online Hate Speech. We don't have one of those, but let me tell you what they've got. They've got agreements from the Democrats. We'll extradite these people. That's what they've got. So Mike Johnson went on vacation, hasn't been seen. Republican leadership, I don't know, do a wellness check. They're AWOL. Again, where are our senators? Where's Tim Scott? Where's Lindsey Graham? Just a question. Are you guys okay with Americans being extradited? You okay with Trump being extradited? Could you say something? Could you step into the ring? No? Okay. Well, France is emboldened now. So what did I say just yesterday? I said the Democrats are going to outsource the political persecution of the Republican and conservative punditry of the United States of America to Europe. I said that is what is going to happen. They're going to export us all over there for trial, and we will rot in a jail cell. That was yesterday. Here we are. So now it's spread to France. So I'm just hoping that Mike Johnson will come off vacation. I know Congress isn't in session, but that doesn't mean the war for the Republic is over, Mike. You need to step up. You need to step up. You need to say something. I know it's scary. I know it makes your Democrat friends mad. I know it does. But you got to speak up. Or you know what? Even better, resign. Resign. We don't have time for you. We don't have time for this. We don't have time for Lindsey Graham to do this. Okay, we need a joint press conference right now, or this thing is going to spread. Then they're going to start asserting, well, you know what? We'll extradite him to Belgium for a trial. Oh, how about Germany for trial? That'll be fun. Texter writes, Tara, why aren't all these views translating into higher numbers for Trump in the polls? Why does Communist Kamala continue to gain? I'm not sure she is. Okay, those are mainstream media polls that were off by 9 points, these pollsters were in 2016, and 6 points in 2020. If you look at Rasmussen, Trump is actually ahead in these swing states, or he's dead on tide. So I don't even know if the polling numbers are right. I don't. But folks, it's all on the line right now. We've got to stop this before it spreads. Because folks, We do not want to be using physical force to stop the extradition of these people, because that's what it's going to come to. And it shouldn't. This is the time to fight with words. Well, CNN becoming a punchline on Colbert. Take a listen.
He really has struggled with how to go after someone who's 20 years younger than him, who is a different gender, a different race. It's kind of been this moment where he has not been able to coalesce around a single attack line.
I know you guys are objective over there, that you just report the news as it is.
Oh, I know. CNN makes it. I know.
Was that supposed to be a laugh line?
I wasn't supposed to be, but I guess it is.
It is a laugh line. And they're desperate right now. So desperate, they're trying to throw Kamala Harris a lifeline, even though she won't talk to them. Coming up on the show, unbelievable set of lies. And if you're new to the show, if you're new to talk radio, I'm going to show you how they lie, how they manipulate in one segment with Dana Bash, where they will take something completely, make it up, and then spin it as news. These people are not reporters. American people need to figure this out. I think a lot of Americans know. They're not reporters. They are political operatives posing as reporters. So that was CNN's Caitlin Collins on Colbert actually claiming they're objective and report the news. Look, I have no problem. I'm a conservative talk show host. I got no problem with somebody coming at this from a liberal slant. You just need to tell people, hey, we come at it from the left. I got no problem. Huffington Post, you'll never hear me criticize them because they're honest about what direction they come from. It's the pretending to be a real reporter shtick that is the problem over at CNN. Wait till you hear this coming up next. Well, CNN becoming a punchline on Colbert. Take a listen.
He really has struggled with how to go after someone who's 20 years younger than him, who is a different gender, a different race. It's kind of been this moment where he has not been able to coalesce around a single attack line.
I know you guys are objective over there, that you just report the news as it is.
Oh, I know. CNN makes it. I know.
Was that supposed to be a laugh line?
I wasn't supposed to be, but I guess it is.
It is a laugh line. And they're desperate right now. So desperate, they're trying to throw Kamala Harris a lifeline, even though she won't talk to them. Coming up on the show, unbelievable set of lies. And if you're new to the show, if you're new to talk radio, I'm going to show you how they lie, how they manipulate in one segment with Dana Bash, where they will take something completely, make it up, and then spin it as news. These people are not reporters. American people need to figure this out. I think a lot of Americans know. They're not reporters. They are political operatives posing as reporters. So that was CNN's Caitlin Collins on Colbert actually claiming their objective and report the news. Look, I have no problem. I'm a conservative talk show host. I got no problem with somebody coming at this from a liberal slant. You just need to tell people, hey, we come at it from the left. I got no problem. Huffington Post, you'll never hear me criticize them because they're honest about what direction they come from. It's the pretending to be a real reporter shtick that is the problem over at CNN. Wait till you hear this coming up next.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.